Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A Syrian Kurdish-led force fighting the Islamic State on the verge of surrounding a wide area north of the IS stronghold of Raqqa. U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces says its fighters are advancing on two fronts toward Raqqa, the de facto capital of IS's self-declared caliphate. SDF, which includes Kurdish, Arab, Syrian, and Turkmen fighters, say they have committed 30,000 fighters to the offensive aimed at eventually recapturing Raqqa. For weeks, Iraqi forces backed by U.S. and coalition air power have moved closer to the city of Mosul, the heart of the Islamic State's holdings in Iraq. Even with all the progress, these forces would appear to be no closer to cutting off IS's leader, the elusive cleric Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. U.S. Army Colonel John Dorian is a spokesperson for the Mosul mission.
Take the Baghdadi piece off the table. If we knew where he was, he would be killed at once. So we don't know where he is.
Reports from Iraq quote various sources as saying Baghdadi is in Mosul, preparing for his own death and in the process of selecting a replacement. There have been reports the Iraqis believe Baghdadi is hiding in tunnels and caves in Mosul. In Afghanistan, suicide bomb attacks at the German consulate in Mashar-e-Sharif killed at least four people, wounded more than 100 others, most of them civilians. Taliban fighters have heavily damaged the consulate after fighting their way into the building during an intense gun battle that lasted for hours. Taliban said their assault was a revenge attack to retaliate for an airstrike earlier this month in neighboring Kunduz province. This is VOA News. In U.S. politics, President-elect Donald Trump went to the White House Thursday to meet with President Obama. After their meeting, Mr. Obama spoke with reporters.
Well, I just had the opportunity to have an excellent conversation with President-elect Trump. It was wide-ranging. We talked about some of the organizational issues in setting up a White House. We talked about foreign policy. We talked about domestic policy.
Mr. Trump said he looks forward to dealing with President Obama.
We discussed a lot of different situations, some wonderful and some difficulties. I very much look forward to dealing with the president in the future, including counsel. He explained some of the difficulties, some of the high-flying assets, and some of the really great things that have been achieved.
While in Washington, Mr. Obama also met with congressional leaders. White House said that long before Republican Trump's stunning upset Tuesday over Democrat Hillary Clinton, President Obama directed his officials last year to take a smooth transition between administrations a top priority his last year in office. Tens of thousands of people from New York to California filled the streets of large U.S. cities, including Washington, for a second night Thursday to demonstrate their dismay at Donald Trump's election. The demonstrators said the tone of Trump's campaign comments about immigration frightened them. They accused him of racism, xenophobia, and sexism. Former Venezuelan Soccer Federation President Rafael Esquivel has been found guilty on charges resulting from a massive FIFA corruption scandal. He pleaded guilty to 7 counts of racketeering, money laundering, conspiracies, and wire fraud. Each charge carries a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison. This case, which sparked an unprecedented crisis at FIFA, is part of a U.S. investigation into corruption among FIFA's former senior figures. Researchers at Imperial College London and a company called DNA Electronics say they've developed an HIV test that employs a common USB stick. Researchers say the device is 95% accurate. And today is Veterans Day. It's a holiday here in the United States, observed annually on November the 11th, to honor the military veterans who served in the United States Armed Forces. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.